Welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, with your host, Soul Igniter, Medical Intuitive Healer, Charlotte Simak, and explore magical places with your travel guru spotlight, Peter Panos. We've learned from Tesla's theory that in order to know the secrets of the universe, we must think in terms of vibration, frequency, and energy. So why not join us as we step through the multidimensional doorway on a cosmic adventure ride through time and space, bridging the merging timelines where the past, present, and future collide. We'll be infusing you with ascension transmissions and light body activations while uncovering ancient wisdom and shadow transformations. With powerful guests and meditative journeys, all while elevating your consciousness to embrace your divine essence. So join Charlotte as we explore the many yet undiscovered horizons.
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I am your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Simak, transmitting to you from the waterfall capital of the world, which is Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We also have, first we want to thank Patrick Bernard for that incredible rendition of Radha Govinda, which you just heard as our intro. You can find out more about him at patrickbernard.com, and that song is off of the Chakra Celebration CD. So we also we're just so delighted to have you guys join us today for this yummy awakening cosmic magical hour where we're going to awaken the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness while expanding into the collective consciousness and amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. We also have our travel guru, Peter Panos, who's going to be joining us. And within every single broadcast, where she will be showcasing a different fabulous destination for soul travel, sacred sites, vortexes, and exploring any magical places worldwide. She's from Spiritual Quest Journeys, which is also this exotic hour is brought to you by Spiritual Quest Journeys. When you invest in spiritual travel, you always come back richer. And melissasallo.com for a healthier and happier you, and also for your pets. And of course, from myself at charlottesivak.com, where you can find out all about the services that I offer in soul readings, medical intuitive, psychic reading, holographic journeys, Akashic records, past, present, future lives, animal communication, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. You can check it out. Please visit the website at charlottesivak.com or drop me an email to set up a time for a session. We also have just a few quick announcements before we introduce you to our fabulous lineup today. I'm so excited to have our guest on today. They call her Fran Drescher Delivery Without the Wine. So I'll just tease you with that for a minute before I introduce you to her. And we have the few quick announcements. We have Sedona, Arizona coming up in February 11th to the 18th, Beyond the Vortex. You might want to come and join us for that. And also we'll be visiting Egypt for Alchemy and Divine Magic from April 30th to the 13th of May. And we also have that we would like to experiences, the holographic journeys for these events as well. So check it out. You can find out more about the trips at either spiritualquestjourneys.com or on my site, charlottesivak.com. So we are just really ready for today's fantastic lineup wild card show, which is always planned moment to moment. And will definitely spark your creativity. We're going to infuse you with infinite possibilities and do what we can to awaken that magical divine child. So all, let's just be daring and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. That sounds pretty good. So today we have a really great guest on. We've had her on before and she's just absolutely fabulous. I've been honored to also be on her amazing show. We have Dr. Rita Louise, who is from soulhealer.com, best-selling author and medical intuitive, and also the host of a very popular show called Just Energy Radio. She's also the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. She's got a lot of oomph and she's a lot of fun. She's interviewed some fantastic people. She's really got it together and we're just so happy to have her here today. Let me just give you a little bit more about her. I'll give you a little bit from her bio before we bring her on. Dr. Rita also possesses the caliber of knowledge and experience that organizations demand. She infuses every engagement with both credibility and content and has a unique ability to deliver a serious message through intriguing stories and her own brand of humor. We always have a good time with her when we're together. She's got such an amazing sense of humor. With her high content presentations and down-to-earth strategies, empowering and motivating audience members, she's also a frequent consultant to the media. Dr. Rita Louise has appeared on television and has been a featured guest on many radio shows such as Coast to Coast with George Nori, Virtus Radio, The Jerry Pippin Show, The X Zone Radio, wow, Mysterious Universal Radio, and Out of This World Radio. She's a very popular guest. She's written some incredible books. She's got some amazing stuff coming up, so we'll definitely get to hearing about what she has planned for her retreats and her events for the new year. And she has also appeared as a keynote speaker at events such as the Paradigm Synthesis, Whole Life Expos, Paranormal Synthesis, and the Texas Ghost Show. She has also spoken to organizations such as Neuropathic Medical Association, the American Podiatric Association, and the Texas Department of Health. She's also a regular contributor to publications, including in the New Dawn Magazine, Atlantis Rising, In Light Times, and The Edge News. Her alternative health articles have been appearing in publications such as Fate Magazine, Today's Dallas Woman, Inner Self Magazine, Holistic Health News, Psychic Journal. The list just goes on and on. Not to mention, she's written a whole bunch of books, and she is one busy, busy lady. So we are really honored and just so happy to welcome Dr. Rita Louise to the show. Hello.
Hey, Charlotte. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so amazing and just so happy to have you on the show again.
Well, you know, I always love spending time with you because it's always fun.
We always get to meet you. Rita, my God, what an amazing bio. You are just one busy lady. You're like a firecracker. What you got going on now?
Well, I mean, my newest thing is I am finalizing a video. It's called Icon, Deconstructing the, you know, you make up this stuff and then you don't even remember what you call it. So hang on. The main title is Icon, I-K-O-N, not with a C, because did you know that K-O-N means to know? Ooh, I was like, how trick is that? I can know.
Wordplay.
Like double entendre thing going on, but sort of. Anyway, but I'm looking to have that released after the first of the year, and it looks at ancient sites and artwork that comes from antiquity and starts paralleling them together, looking at style and images that you can't get out of a book, you know, unless it was a picture book, and nobody's. It would be way too expensive, you know, just with the amount of illustrations that are required to really start looking at our ancestors through their artistic eye. So that's what it's about. It's really kind of pretty cool.
That is a really cool concept. You're making me think also too of some of those Dan Brown books, and you can really get going on your form of like an Indiana Jones journey. So.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. What got you started or interested in that?
Well, I mean, before I got interested in the whole psychic metaphysical world, my first real love in life was archaeology. To the chagrin of the nuns at the Catholic school, I started early, Charlotte. You know, and I was really into, you know, dinosaurs were okay, but my big thing was I was really interested in the whole theory of evolution and, you know, how we came from primates and looking for the missing link and studying all of that stuff. And, you know, and I actually, the truth is, in eighth grade, we had to do a report on what we wanted to do for a career. And it was pretty funny because of all the girls, there was myself and Nancy Antonovich. She wanted to be an upholsterer. I wanted to be an archaeologist, and everybody else was going to be a nurse or a teacher or a nun. And that was it. But I learned that you had to have a PhD to really do anything in archaeology, and so my interest went... Needless to say, I have a PhD anyway, but yeah. So I've just come full circle.
Well, you know what they say, boring people or don't make history, so... Clearly, you had the bug in you right from the start, so you're just a trailblazer.
Okay. I mean, you know, I just do what I do, and, you know, spirit kicks me in the butt and says, hey, you need to do that. Hey, you need to do that. And I'm like, okay.
Really?
And then I just do it.
I can only imagine you as a little Rita running around. You must have been a lot of fun.
Well, I joke around and say, you know, if they had those meds back then, they would have probably put me on them.
Well, you have so many passions. What is there one that kind of jumps out at you that you really enjoy or you're looking into like a new avenue?
Well, you know, I find it really interesting because if you had asked me growing up or even, well, I would say 20 years ago, but that would be a lie at this point in time. Back in the day when I had like a regular day job, it really has to do with researching and writing. I really enjoy writing, you know, and doing the research and digging into old texts and just kind of, you know, it's very interesting, my approach. When I released the man-made book, this one woman that I know that's kind of metaphysical, she goes, oh, well, did you channel the whole book? I was like, no. You know, because I really enjoyed the research part. But it doesn't mean that I don't open myself up and let spirit say, hey, go look this up. I mean, I'll be writing. You know, I like to write longhand, at least chunks of the book. And I would be writing, and I would hit a sentence, and then I would get this, hey, you need to look this up. So I'd make a note. And then I'd keep writing, it's like, hey, you need to look this up. And I'd make another note. And it seems like that, you know, but what's really cool is that many people feel that my work has a lot of very deep insights that most people don't think of. And those insights don't necessarily come from me.
Amazing. And then to be able to showcase it too. I mean, you have one of the, is it the longest running radio shows as well? And you've interviewed some phenomenal guests. And what I really love about your show is you really try to bring in a little bit of everything and combined it all together. It's such a great idea.
Thank you. I mean, you know, there are so many people that are interested in so many different things that, you know, I feel like it makes the show be more interesting. And my own personality is pretty eclectic. And so I can pretty much speak on any topic. Okay, I've learned not physics. I've learned that. Not so much. 'Cause they just talk and my head just goes, what? What? But pretty much anything else, you know, and can make it an interesting conversation and an interesting dialogue. So I like it. You know, in a couple of weeks, I will be hitting my 7th year anniversary.
Congratulations. That is amazing.
So it's exciting to me.
What are you planning on doing for that show?
Well, I mean, the anniversary is the first week of the year. Because Spirit, here, I'll share this very quick story. So 6 years ago in October, you know, going on 7 years ago in October, Spirit said, it's time. And I was like, for what? and they said, to have a radio show. And I was like, right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I'm like, okay, so, you know, what's this about? And they go, yeah, You need to have a show, and it needs to be up and running the first week in January. So, I mean, they gave me like 2.5 months to pull it together and find guests and put up a web page and, you know, but I did.
And the rest, they say, is history.
That's right.
Yeah, you've had some amazing, I mean, even to have been listening to your show too, and I've been so honored to be on it. Rita, if you're just tuning in with us, we are with Dr. Rita Louise from Just Energy Radio and SoulHealer.com. And I was going to ask you about, well, I don't even want to say like what would be one of your favorite guests, but that would probably say all of them, because you've had some really amazing people on the show. And I think it's just because I just want to say Jesse Ventura's name. So,
well, you know,
I was like, wow, Rita, you rock when I saw that.
Actually, I've had him on 3 times.
Wow.
He likes me, I guess. I'm like, but you know, if I had to pick one of my favorite interviews, and I just can't get this out of my head, is Dr. Amit Goswami. You know, and so if people saw like What the Bleep Do You Know, he's the little Indian guy with the glasses.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, and you would think he would just be, you know, he's a physicist, that, you know, he would be a physicist. But the guy's got a sense of humor, and so you can kind of joke around with him and, you know, but get into really deep topics. And this is still my favorite show line. So we were talking, and he goes, well, you know, scientists believe that they have found the spiritual spot in our brain. And then he pauses and he goes, you know, like a spiritual G-spot. I lost it. And I still remember it to this day. And I've had him on after that, and I can't help but chuckle every time.
That's fantastic. I remember, too, you've gotten a few marriage proposals, too, on that show.
Only with you.
It's amazing. You really cover a lot of ground. And, you know, you're also, too, you're a medical intuitive. You do soul readings. You do so much. It's, tell us a bit more about that so people can get in the depth of you.
I mean, you know, my day job is that I work as a medical intuitive. I have a degree in naturopathy, which is holistic health, and a PhD in natural health counseling. But what really floats my boat is when people have health issues and helping them to understand what the physical and emotional aspects are of it. Because I believe that when we get sick, you know, especially if it's a long-term chronic illness, that there are aspects of our personality that are creating it for us in the first place. And if we can identify what they are and then heal them or correct them, then we can experience health back in our lives. And that's the part that I love the most, you know, and people coming with an open mind and wanting to understand why they get sick. I'm not so big on, like, you know, take this supplement and take that supplement, even though, I mean, I provide that service, but it doesn't really float my boat as much.
That is such an exciting way to look at it, too, because I can only imagine how much more it also reveals behind the scenes of what the actual issue or the physical condition really is. And I can only imagine some of the sessions where you really delve into it and how those aha moments happen when people get the gist of why they're ill. It's just amazing.
I mean, I've seen some miracles happen, you know, because the person, you know, they might be stuck somewhere, you know, in this pattern of limiting belief, limiting thoughts, whatever you want to call it. And once you kind of put your finger on it and go, but this is what you're thinking and this is how you're feeling, they can go, holy crap, and just stop. I mean, it can be literally that simple. You know, in Kabbalah, it's called a binah moment, where you, at the depth of your soul, get it. You know, and we've all had those moments. You know, it's not like you're trying to quit something. It's like you have this, a light bulb moment, you know, in your soul, and you're like, I'm not doing that anymore. And people can experience profound change, both, you know, physically, emotionally, and mentally when they have those moments.
What a fantastic gift to have.
I mean, I you know, it's just part of the package.
Yeah. And I noticed, too, that you are also traveling. You're looking into leading a retreat as well, right?
Right. That's with Ancient Mysteries International, and it's scheduled for March 22nd and 30th. And it's myself, Stephen Knapp, Sasha and Janet Lesson, and Bruce Cunningham, and the conference is being held in Angkor Wat in Cambodia. And so that aren't familiar with that word, but you watch, you know, like History Channel or Ancient Aliens or whatever, it's the location where they have those giant, like, Buddha faces carved into the side of the building, and there's a whole bunch of them all over the place. That place just seems so mystical to me, but ancient, but I don't know, there's just something really cool about it, and I'm very excited to be going. And so, you know, if people are interested in getting more information about it, I mean, you can go to my webpage, soulhealer.com, or you can go directly to the travel location site, which is ancientmysteriesinternational.com.
Fantastic. How did, you're also going at a gateway too, because that'll be around the time of the spring equinox too. So you'll have to let us know what the energy is like then.
Okay. I mean, that's, you know, my thing is just going and checking in the energy. And I've already been talking to Bruce Cunningham, the guy who's putting this package together. And I said, well, how early do they let you in? Because I want to be able to go into some of these sites before people and and just go and meditate, especially in Angkor Wat. I just feel very drawn to go meditate or take my journal in and just do some journaling in that location and just being with the energy. You know, but one of the things that I'm going to be doing is we're going to be doing a kind of a form of remote viewing with the group, you know, and kind of like going into the site and feeling the energy and seeing if we can identify the ancestors of the site and what it was used for and just, you know, dig into the vibration of the site. So
That's so cool. And what drew you to that site to go there specifically?
They asked me if I wanted to go. And I was like, okay.
Twist my rubber arm, right?
Well, you know, there are those places that, you know, if you have the opportunity to go, I mean, if somebody said, hey, we want to go, you know, do this tour and we want you to be one of the tour leaders, you know, to Egypt or Peru, I'd be like, okay, I'm good.
That's incredible. And it's amazing for you too to take it on the road, all your gifts and we'd love to hear your experiences when you get back from there because I'm sure they're going to be phenomenal.
Well, I'll have lots of pictures. Lots of pictures.
So you are one busy lady. What do you do for fun?
Work. I mean, I really enjoy what I do, you know, and so, you know, I mean, I'm just a sick puppy, Charlotte. You know, it's like, you know, I take a break from work. And I read, but I'm reading, you know, like these ancient books about mysterious sites, you know, I mean, for fun. I mean, for work, but for fun, because that's what I like to read. So, you know, but I like going out dancing and, you know, getting out of my house. I mean, I work out of my house primarily, and just anything to get out of my house is like, woohoo, I saw outside today.
That's hilarious. And it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you got quite a bit of new projects coming up then for this year. And, for the new year, or this year, that's right, we're in the new year now. And, where You're going to say, where do you see it going?
You know, people ask me that question, and I never can really give them an answer because I don't really feel like I'm in control of the ride.
Yeah.
I do what they tell me. You know, so where am I going to be in 5 years? You know, I mean, I know I'm going to be working on a new book starting in the new year. One of the things that I've been doing over the last year, little over a year, is making these little videos, like writing articles and then making these little videos that are available on YouTube. So they can go to one of my two different YouTube channels. They can go to the Just Energy Radio YouTube channel, which has the show archives, but it also has my personal stuff thrown in. Or they can go to Science and Spirit Meet on YouTube. And all of these videos are like between 8 and 15 minutes. And so there's one on ghost gods and myth, or I just released one that talks about the authorship of mythology, or one on reincarnation. And they're just these little short documentaries that people can check out. They're pretty cool. Kind of like Ancient Aliens, except you just get to listen to me.
What a fabulous idea. And I mean, I guess too, with you're so great at writing, this is also a new platform for you to expand into as well.
Exactly. Well, I've learned over the last couple of years that people don't really read. You know, there is a group of people that read, and then there's a whole bigger group of people that would rather see things presented like on YouTube or on TV. You know, so that's been kind of a shift of moving. I mean, I still love my writing part, you know, but out of the book part and more into doing these videos. So, and they're kind of fun.
That's really cool. And it shows how much more, you know, it kind of reminds me of seeing how it's becoming, spirit is becoming more manifested into the physical. And that's a really great way to bring forth all that information that you have to really just, I guess, ignite people when they see it. It's really a great avenue for you.
Well, and I think it makes it less intimidating for people. You know, to get a book, you have to lay down money. You know, to go on YouTube, it's free and it's anonymous. And so you can go and watch a YouTube video, you know, and be exposed to a lot of different points of view, a lot of different pieces of material, you know, and get information there. And then once you get further along, then maybe you'd want to buy a book. Or, you know, rent a DVD or, you know, do something further along down, you know, that path.
That's so incredible. And it's amazing how it, when you go out of being like just working on the one person, how it actually connects with, I want to say like the ley lines from, or the grids within people, how it connects into, the sacred sites and to, the lessons or the archaeology, if you will, of pulling it all together. Maybe I'm not wording it right now, but somehow I'm just seeing this image of how you're connecting the dots between the physical presence of people to the earth and how it just all aligns. It's really cool.
Cool. Well, you know, I think it's interesting that you use, you know, you're connecting the dots because I, you know, even in my own mind, I feel like that's something that I'm doing for people.
That's incredible.
You know, just putting the information out. But again, you know, okay, so the most recent video I called it copyright infringement because, you know, the stories of the gods aren't our stories. They are the gods' stories about themselves. And so we basically stole them and put our names on them. It's true, or at least my opinion. You know, and so when you have spirit kind of giving you these insights, it's like, well, are they really my insights or, you know, somebody else's? Because sometimes the best material I come up with is like I did a piece on gods of the underworld. Well, it was based on mythology and then looking at the whole contemporary underworld reptilian thing, you know, and the comments about, where they're feeding off of our energy. Like, they want to create negative energy on the planet so that they can feed off of that negative energy. So there's a belief that that's what the reptilians are doing, is creating this atmosphere of negativity. And, you know, and so one of the insights that came to me was, you know, all of that kind of energy really started happening with the advent of civilization, you know, and all of this social structure and all of the rules and regulations that come with living in a city and living in a community. And so the comment was something like, so have we created our own, you know, self-fulfilling pens, you know, where they can just feed off of us easier? Mm-hmm. Kind of an interesting little twist on that comment, you know, so they don't need to corral us. We're corralling ourselves.
Ooh. That totally makes sense, though, when you put it in those terms. And it's like it's part of the agenda to, they always say it's a reflection of you, right? So what part within are we not dealing with? Or in avoidance or denial?
So well, that, I think,
oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's like you're sparking people's intuition and you're sparking them to basically wake up and say, what the hell is really going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that there are a lot more questions out there than there are really answers, even though there are so many people that say they have the answer. But I just think that that's it's a lie.
Yeah. And I really love, I'm so fascinated by that whole copyright infringement, because there's so much value to that. How many people in a process of, and I want to say ego comes to mind, say it, that it, like you said, it is from them, but in truth, it isn't, because it's something that's coming through you. It's not about you. And that needs to be so brought out into the consciousness of today's planet, because one of the things I gotta say that has been bothering me so much lately, has been really just getting my chain, is branding and how everybody is so hot on branding everything. And it's gotten to the point where I'm sick of seeing people branding Kundalini yoga when it's been here for thousands of years. How can you claim that you are the pre-existing or whatever Kundalini teacher of yoga? I mean, that's just an idea. So, just an example, but your perspective is brilliant, because that really needs to come out. And what a bunch of hooey branding and trying to make it, you know, your own is not true. That's that in essence also, I guess, would show if you're here in service or, you know, or are you serving?
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I mean, you look at some of the training stuff, and I'm, you know, trying not to speak ill of anybody, and I'm not going to speak of anybody in particular, because it's just, well, and I don't really have anybody in particular. It's just a pattern that I've seen where they come out with like such and such and such therapeutic technique, and you look at what they're doing, and it's kind of like, they're doing Reiki, you know, and I'm just kind of making this up. They're doing Reiki, but instead of like touching you with their hands, they touch you with your elbows because, you know, it's better. And they're, you know, and they just make one little baby change to an existing technique, and now they're calling it their own and branding it.
The word we love. Yeah. Well, I'm,
you know,
just
and
so
making
happy
it to be exclusive to them. You know, and it's all about them, and they can create their little cult, and they can create their little following, and then they can have teachers that teach their method, you know, because nobody else can teach doing Reiki with your elbows.
You know? Or your toes or your knees.
That's right. It's exclusive to us and trademarked.
Whatever body part happens to be available at the moment.
I like doing it with my eyeballs, personally.
That's so funny. Oh, but I'm really glad to see that you brought that forward, because it's something that is really needed at this time. So,
well, you know, and I didn't really take it to the point of, making a separation, you know, I'm very clear that, you know, I'm just a conduit for spirit, you know, and I just do what they tell me to do. And no, I'm not crazy. I can separate now.
You're not out on the day pass today.
But, you know, the piece was more about, you know, mythology, you know, but I think it's actually true when you talk about information that comes through from non-corporeal realm, from non-third dimensional realm. It's like, if you're channeling information, whose information is it? Is it your information or is it their information? And who's, are you going to claim ownership of it? Because you don't really own it. And I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. You wrote a book, too, on mythology before. And I think that's how you and I met, when it was your last book that you had brought out or had was releasing.
Man-Made, The Chronicles of Our Extraterrestrial Gods.
That was a very cool book.
Thank you. Well, and the new book I'm going to be working on is going to be kind of a follow-up to that. But probably more controversial. I don't know. You just never know what comes out. But that this new book is going to look at traditions and customs that we have that have been with us, and we have lost the essence and we've lost the meaning. And so why are we doing them in the first place? And is that part of the brainwashing package that we've inherited from our ancestors?
What a great point. Now that's a book I would love to see.
Especially if it has a lot about the brainwashing. It's a topic nobody will touch. Like, okay, I guess I'll touch it.
Yeah.
Or never it thought about touching it. I don't know. I don't know the reason why no one has gone there.
Yeah, maybe just the knowledge, right? Or do they have enough of a valued thesis, if that's the word you're looking for? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I look at it from a perspective of brain illumination. And so maybe it's just, I was going to say changing the words.
What do you mean?
Well, brainwashing, is it really happening because that, the Anunnaki or the dark side doesn't want you to know how powerful your brain truly is? And the instance of, brain illumination, connecting you in with the mind of God, the mind of light, and, you know, the hidden reasons of the pituitary gland, and why is there so much fluoride in the water and in the toothpaste? To, from the experiences they've realized, it's to block the growth, or to cover the growth of the pituitary gland, which has now been shown to access the light body. So it's kind of like a huge, here we go, we're just going off, a huge orchestration on why is brainwashing happening. And what's funny is this can also bring in sexual alchemy, because that also leads to growth or evolution of the brain and opening up the higher mind. So this is a brilliant topic that definitely needs to be addressed.
Well, and the perspective I'm going to be taking is not even about what's going on in contemporary culture, but about things that have been part of our culture that we just accept as this is how it is. So, for example, because I've done some preliminary research to see if I would have enough material to put a book together. So, like, one of the YouTube videos that I made, the one called Ghost Gods and Myths, looks at the concept of death and burial rites. And so one of the things that I uncovered was that the earliest burials, like intentional burials with grave goods and all of that good stuff, was like 100,000 years ago. So we are still doing something that we began, that they have found remnants of, 100,000 years ago. But it's just part of our culture. It's what we do. We don't think twice about it. We don't think, well, why did our ancestors do that in the first place? Why, what's the implication, you know, and the symbolic meaning of doing that? And we don't look at that anymore. And that's really where I want to go is why the heck are we doing this in the first place? And who came up with it? And what's that about? Because it's part of the control. And,
yeah.
You know, and that whole cultural experience that we have, because, you know, if it was just Americans that buried people, it would be one thing, but it's something that is a worldwide cultural phenomena. Why? That's the question I ask. Why? And then is that part of the brainwashing? You know, creating a culture that we do these things. X, Y, Z. I don't know.
Wow.
Haven't got that far. Spirit hasn't downloaded that little tidbit of information yet.
Yeah, getting ready for you to get into writing book mode and then it'll come.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
What a brain teaser. My goodness. Dr. Rita, we are just so happy to have you back on the show and to talk about some really cool things and branching out into myth and my God, I wish we started at it right at the beginning because you can just go on and on and on about this, but our show isn't as long as yours. So it's, so this is
well,
one
you know,
of those.
I
like,
love hanging out with you, Charlotte, you know, so it's good.
It's always a blast with you always. And I love how we get into some really, I don't want to use the word controversial because I think it's just brilliant ideas that need to be expressed, that need to be brought out. So it's definitely to be continued. But again, if you're joining us, we are talking, having a really cool conversation about myth and mythology with Dr. Rita Louise from Just Energy Radio and soulhealer.com. And we are getting to the point where we want to bring in our spotlight, Pita Panos, to give us a little spotlight on what destination she has for us this week. And Rita, please, would you join us and weigh in a few things and maybe we can talk a little bit about Angkor Wat. Have you, Pita, been to Angkor Wat?
I have, absolutely. I was really lucky to spend a week there over New Year in 2009. And it is an incredible place. I think one of my most favorite places on the planet. Rita, you spoke about, you know, finding a quiet spot to meditate and what have you. And there are so many of those. The one thing you do have to do is go to the markets, at Angkor Wat and have a mango lassi because they are the best of the world. For sure.
Shopping, the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly. Just get the mango lassi, you know? Yeah, but it really is. And there's so many temples. You know, what we did because we were spending 7 days there was we left Angkor Wat, to the last day because that was kind of the jewel in the crown, you know, and we spent, time at every other temple. And in fact, we went back to a couple. There are two that are just incredible. Bayon, which is the one with the big faces, you know, on, you know, the four sides of the pillars. And then, Ta Prohm, which is the temple that was in one of the Laura Croft movies. It's, you know, you've got the huge, ancient trees kind of, you know, that have, gone into the ruins there. And they're built in a similar kind of style. And those were definitely my favorite. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. And, so we went back to a couple of them. And then on that last day to spend the whole day at Angkor and just, you know, walk through it. It's mind boggling. And, I think you'll have the most incredible time when you're there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a really, really such an incredible destination. I'm so envious. I'd love to go back and I'm certainly planning a journey there soon because, there's so many people that are interested in traveling there, which is fantastic. So today I'm going to put the spotlight on one of the upcoming journeys next year, which is a crystal therapy journey through Namibia. So for those that don't know where Namibia is on the western side of Southern Africa on the Atlantic Ocean, and it shares land borders with Angola and Zambia to the north, and then Botswana to the east, and South Africa to the south and the east as well. So it is a quite a big country, actually. In fact, it's the 34th largest country in the world. And what I think is really sets it apart is that for such a big country, there is such a tiny population. I think it's just over 2 million, and it's one of the least densely populated countries in the whole world. So you can just imagine driving for hours and hours in this unique, unspoiled natural beauty and with hardly any human impact at all. And of course, this is why Namibian crystals are so sought after, because they are very readily available and literally, I've been walking there where they are just lying on the ground. You know, there's certain places that it's illegal to pick them up. But there are still some places where you can actually go and find your own, which is always very exciting. The country itself was a German colony until the end of World War I. So there's still a very strong German influence there. And, you know, being from Africa myself, South Africa in particular, it's quite unique when you go to Namibia because it's got such a different vibe from the other Southern African countries. The journey itself, which is coming up in May next year, covers Windhoek, which is the capital city, the Namib Desert, which is where the infamous Sossus Flare region is, with those vast sand dunes. You often see pictures. That's the Sossus Flare area. And there's one quite famous dune there, which is Dune 45. And this dune stands 170 meters high and is composed of 5-million-year-old sand. And you can actually walk up to the top. I have done it. It's very, very daunting. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is quite exciting when you get to the top of it. You also get to visit the garnet and quartz fields between Swakopmund and Sossus Flare, and very rich in various types of quartz crystal and, of course, garnet. And then Swakopmund itself, which is the largest coastal town, and it's kind of the playground. In fact, all of the local Namibians go to Swakopmund over Christmas and have their seaside holidays there. Now, there's a beach there that you can actually pick up your own quartz crystals. You walk on the beach and they're literally there, and they've all been tumbled in the seawater and stuff, and they're very, very beautiful with all the different colors. So you also visit the Erongo Mountains, where you can interact with authentic bushmen, traditional healers, and local families who make their living collecting and selling the crystals. And then, of course, no trip to Namibia would be complete without a visit to the Etosha National Park. And here you can get to see big game, possibly even the endangered black rhino. And you also visit an orphanage close by, an orphanage for animals, wild animals, that have been found or brought to the orphanage from the various game farms in the area. So you get to cuddle some little animals, of course. Now, the journey leader on this journey is Glenn Broughton. And he has studied and worked with crystals for over 22 years. He's even meditated with two of the original crystal skulls. And he has some incredible stories, his own personal experiences all over the world where he's interacted with crystals. And I don't want to steal his thunder, but definitely worth sitting around a campfire with a glass of wine and listening to his fantastic stories. So during the journey, and you're obviously traveling through this incredible country, we also have put in a crystal therapy course. So there's 6 modules to the course, and Glenn will teach you how to select and connect with the crystals, how to take care of them, how to program them, and how to use them for healing and in your home and office space. And then, of course, you get the opportunity where you can, in certain places, find and collect your own crystals, or you know, in the Erongo mountain area, there are a lot of local families that do collect crystals and then they sell them on the side of the road. I am the proud owner of many of those crystals. And of course, there's shops, in Swakopmund and Windhoek and along the way where they sell the crystals as well. So, if you're into crystals or would like to get more into crystals, then this is definitely a trip to consider. And not only do you get the crystal therapy course, but you're also experiencing the natural, unique, magnificent wonder of the country Namibia. So for more information, please visit spiritualquestjourneys.com. You'll find a lot more information, some beautiful photographs, and of course, the reservation form. The journey itself is 11 days, and it's from the 28th of May to the 7th of June. And always remember that when you invest in spiritual travel, you always get back richer.
That's really incredible. I read after we have the Mango Lassi in Cambodia, we got to run over to this place.
Exactly. Sounds good.
What a great interactive journey. That is such an, it's just great. And I never knew Namibia had so much to offer. So thank you so much, PETA. And again, if you want to find out more about, the journeys and also too about Namibia, please, check out PETA at spiritualquestjourneys.com. Thank you so much for being with us. And Rita, here you go. Here is your,
my test.
Your whole, like, everything about you. Anything you want to let us know about, any of your upcoming, events, and of course, definitely your DVD, and please go for it.
Okay. All right. Hang on. I'm going to be smart here for a second. I have to like go dig through my own stuff. But of course I can't find it because that would be way too easy.
Of course.
Here we go. Okay. So, let's see. My radio show, Just Energy Radio, airs live every Thursday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information, go to www.justenergyradio.com. Next year, in 2014, in the winter sometime, I will be releasing my new documentary. It'll be available on DVD. I'm going to be working on Amazon downloads, you know, that pay-per-view kind of thing. It's called Icon, I-K-O-N, Deconstructing the Archetypes of the Ancients. And so on my YouTube page, there is a little trailer that I've created, so you can, like, check out the trailer. It's really cool, I think. And I got this excellent, excellent guy who's doing the music for it. And so I've only heard a piece of it, and it's just, it takes what I did and just totally bumps up to a different level. I'm watching it going, this is really good. Actually, can I tell this story really fast? So I'm in the kitchen making dinner, and I, you know, like, just turned the TV on and just, like, walked in the other room, and I'm making dinner, and I'm like, and I hear somebody talking about Egypt and this and that, and I'm like, what show is this? I turn around, it was my own video.
That's so cool.
But to find out about any services that I have, medical intuition evaluations, psychic readings, energy healing, my main site is soulhealer.com, soulhealer.com, soulhealer.com. And really, that is kind of the portal to everything Rita Louise. So.
Amazing. Rita, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Such fascinating information, and wow, we got to have you back again.
Well, you know, I'd love to come back.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, to our travel guru, PETA Panos, and from spiritualquestjourneys.com, and Rita Louise from soulhealer.com, and Just Energy Radio. We thank you all for listening in today. And wishing you all magical days. And, you know, we can't forget the nights of being in cosmic ecstasy. So infinite blessings to all of you. And aloha.
A harmonic new octave has arrived. So why not join us on Alternative Tuesdays at 2 p.m. PST for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.